This is Sean with Voices of SE, and I'm speaking with Tyler Kraft, who is a senior getting ready to graduate, major in marketing from Franklin, and your freshman year, an individual connected you with the house, and you've been there for 4 years. Is that right?
That's correct.
All right. So try to keep it a little PG-13. You don't have to bring up the exact intoxicant levels or anything weird stuff about anybody, but more situational stories. What's one of your first favorite funny stories you remember when you got brought in Rush or brought in and, into the house as a new initiate going through initiation process and all that? What's some of the first stories you remember?
I think my freshman year, because what happened my freshman year was actually the Ball State Greek Life had gotten shut down here for a little bit. They got put on a probation and suspension. So the Greek Life here was kind of on hold for a minute. So the first memory really comes spring break of my freshman year. We all went to Fort Lauderdale together, all of basically Greek Life, and a lot of Ball State outside of Greek Life even was in Fort Lauderdale. And we were all, staying at the same hotel, which is, it seems like, looking back on it now, it seems like maybe not a great idea for all of us to be in one hotel together. But we did it anyways, and we were looking for someone that was in my pledge class. His name was Will. We were kind of looking for him, and couldn't find him anywhere. And next thing we know, he was in one of our friends' rooms, and we were outside, and he was on the second floor, and there was a window, and he opened the window, and he just took a nosedive right out the window and just ate pavement. And luckily, he was okay, but that was the first memory when I was like, you know what? Like, these guys are crazy. I mean, they're fun, and they are great, but they are crazy.
All right, so some of the formals, Patty Murphy, what are some memories about the formals? Maybe reading to the Wills. I don't know if you guys do that, but what are some of the formal memories?
Formal memories are always great because it seems like there's a trend every year with the older guys that, you start to see them less and less, and, they start to get, more serious about what's going to go on after college, and they're doing internships. You don't see them as much anymore. But formal is really a point that stands out where you get to see some of the older guys and you get to kind of interact with them more. And when I was younger, I really appreciated formal because I got to talk to some of the older guys that I really didn't get a chance to. And everyone came together. So we would always go to Gatlinburg every year. And so we would drive down on Friday and we would come back on Sunday. But formal was really fun. And, going down there, getting together, we have like a movie night, game night the first night, and second night we do like a brotherhood or a formal gathering dinner that the chapter pays for. And it's kind of nice like for everyone to come together and bring their dates and whoever that may be and kind of, just have a good time and just kind of forget about school and forget about everything else and just kind of be in a different environment. And it was a lot of fun every single year. It was definitely, I think, one of the most exciting things of every year that everyone looks forward to.
That's cool. All right, so what are just some fun memories at the house or with your roommates that are SAEs? What are just some fun overall bonding moments that were funny?
There were so many. When I was, I lived in the house my sophomore year, and because we actually had enough people after my sophomore year that they changed the rule where we only needed to live in 1 year because they had enough people to fill the house already. So I lived in just my sophomore year. The first semester I was doubled up. I had a roommate and he and I were we were just, I think, known as just like the closest people in the chapter, the closest people in the house. And I honestly wish that there was just one story that stood out, but living in that house, there are just so many memories. And we would do on a random night, we would just hear someone. I lived on the bottom floor for a semester, and we would just see upstairs. We would hear someone yell like hallway fight. And like, we would run upstairs and we're just like horse around, messing around in the hallway and like wrestling. And it was all just spontaneous, random moments like that, that I think I'll remember forever. Just someone yelling. yelling hallway fight, and then everyone gathers around and just wrestling and having a good time and just horsing around because we have nothing better to do at 11 p.m. on a Wednesday.
That's hilarious. All right, so what would be a sweetheart story? Something about one of the sweethearts over the years and kind of a cool sweetheart moment you remember.
Last year we had a sweetheart by the name of Abigail, and she was amazing, and she was just so great and very supportive, and I had just kind of been going through a hard time with school and everything else at the time, and she could tell there was a function that we were at, and I was just kind of really down, and I just, like, wasn't my outgoing self, and she pulled me aside, and I will always, you know, remember this. She pulled me aside, and she kind of took, you know, notes of it, and she was like, hey, what's going on? I can tell that, you know, you're not you, and, you know, you can talk to me, and you don't have to talk to me, but you definitely can, and I kind of just, like, told her my situation, and, you know, she told me, you know, everything's going to be okay, and just think about it this way, and she gave me some good tips and tricks, and, that Abigail is someone that I am forever grateful for. And although, you know, we've had great sweethearts over the year, that moment specifically when I was struggling really stood out to me.
And what's her last name?
Abigail Geary.
Abigail Geary. All right, so just overall, is there any other great moments that really kind of stand out that would be some of the ones you'll, you know, pass on forever, be able to tell your kids someday? Like, anything else you want to talk about, just SAE in general?
Something that I would love to point out, actually, since it's just close to my heart, is the past 2 years, SE has been the leader in fundraising for Dance Marathon out of everyone in Greek Life. And this year, we actually raised more money than a lot of the organizations and teams on Dance Marathon itself. So that's something that I think is really cool and something that we really strive at every year.
What you got? Much you raise?
I believe this year it was a little over $3,000. I think the year before it was $5,000.
That's pretty great. That's phenomenal. All right, so if you were going to describe SE to somebody in Rush, how would you sum it up in closing?
Life-changing, life-altering for all the right reasons. It's if you are looking for something, and it sounds cliche, but if you're looking for something to be a part of other than just, you know, worry about yourself, and if you're really looking for a way to maybe find out, like, what your path is in life, I think SE is a great place. SE is filled with amazing guys that will show you the best times and will help you and pick you up when you're down. And I think a great analogy for me is like, March Madness, because you see all of the celebrations of the teams winning, and that SE, when we're winning, everyone celebrates together, and when we're down, we're picking each other up. When we're the upset, you know, everyone is picking each other up and holding heads high and, you know, saying, all right, we didn't do it this year, but next year is, you know, it's a different year. So that's kind of my take on it, and I would say, because, you know, like I said earlier, like, I wasn't planning on rushing at all, and I gave it one day, and one day is all I needed to know that this place was going to help me in the long run. So
that's awesome. Well, Phi Alpha, I thank you for your time, and we're going to be getting this up here later today so the others can hear yours, and you can check out the ones. Have you had a chance to listen to some of them?
Phi Alpha, thank you.
Okay. All right. All right, we'll just stay on the line for a second.